Dictation for Andrea Wood, WOOD, June 1357. Address as a letter to Kaitlyn, Kaitelyn, Kiteman, Geitman, 775-1640. Dear Kaitlyn, follow up for Andrea, renal transplant, chronic kidney disease, history of polycystic kidneys, on active treatment to prevent recurrence of CMV activity, follows through University of Michigan, remains on antiviral, last visit was in November, progressive weight gaining, some of these related to edema, but also from obesity, uses a walker, denies falling episode. There was an episode of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, lasted for 1 or 2 days, resolved. No hospital admission, no bleeding, no abdominal pain, fever. For edema, she's trying to do salt and fluid restriction. Not very physically active. Denied chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Follows cardiology, Dr. Kreposman, Krepostman, for left ventricular outflow obstruction. No treatment indicated, as presently no symptoms. Review system done, medication list review. I will highlight transplant, prednisone, Tacro, antiviral, blood pressure, nifedipine, metoprolol, Bumex. Today weight 251, blood pressure 120s, 130s over 70s, lungs are clear, no JVD. I don't hear murmurs and appears to be regular. There is morbid obesity, edema without cellulitis or ulcers. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Creatinine fluctuating up to 2.2. Baseline has been 1.5 to 1.7. Normal electrolyte acid base, present GFR 24 is stage 4. No protein in the urine. Urine, no activity for blood. Normal calcium. A stable low cell count. Tacro therapeutic. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. ADPKD. She is adopted person and non-family history. ESRD, status post renal transplant. Complications of active infection, CMV, for what she remains on chronic antiviral suppression. Still, there is activity of viral load, but a low level. We have a long discussion about her edema. There is no evidence for pulmonary edema. Prior echo has normal ejection fraction and normal right ventricle, nothing to suggest core pulmonal. She does have obesity, however, but nothing to suggest pulmonary hypertension. I think some of the weight is also obesity. We discuss mechanical treatment of edema lower extremities, including keeping the legs elevated, the use of compressing stockings if the regular ones do not fit. There are ones that comes with Velcro and zipper. She can always do some specific treatment for leg edema with massage. She needs to be also more physically active if possible. cardiology does not believe the left ventricular outflow obstruction at this moment is causing symptoms. No major other valvular abnormalities. Present high-risk medication immunosuppressants are therapeutic. Present blood pressure is stable. Some of the edema also affected by calcium channel blockers. She understands the concern of too much diuretics will affect kidney function. She is aware of the advanced renal abnormalities, but no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. There has been no need for EPO treatment. All issues were discussed at length. Consider doing venous Doppler for varicose insufficiency to rule out that. Prolonged visit, end of dictation,